creating the Sheikh of Abu Dhabi was a very, very cool moment. I was in this big living room they have with all this carpet mm-hmm. and all this gold, and it was all this like this Sheikh and then all the ministers and people around in this huge place. And then I just put the canvas and put the speaker and start playing Barry White. So that's something that probably never happened in that living room.
Hey, babies. Welcome to the Dr. Beauty Podcast hosted by me, Dr. Anna Guanche. I'm so excited you're here. We plan to educate, inspire, and entertain you. This podcast is not just about beauty. It's about lifestyle, inspiration, life hacks, and of course, beauty. Welcome, babies. I am with Mark Rios. He is Mr. Dripping. He's an international sensation. He's an artist. He paints only by dripping. And I am so fortunate to have a painting that he did for me. And then just after that, he skyrocketed and has done incredible celebrities, athletes, sheiks, and all that. And he's here to inspire me and all of us. So thank you for being on the Dr. Beauty Podcast.
Oh, I'm so happy. And yeah, it was a long time. I don't know how many years, like 4 years ago when you did your piece. Yes. So also it's very happy that back then you believed in my work and you love it. And, you know, you wanted to have me creating one of your pieces. So yeah, super happy.
Incredible. I mean, I was thrilled, and we were hoping to have you back because I was going to have you do a piece for our waiting room, but then you just blew up and got so famous. And you guys need to follow him at Mr. Dripping on social media. And also, where are all the places people can follow you?
Well, unfortunately, one of the homeworks I have to do is to actually create all my platforms and social medias, because I just do Instagram, but now on to-do list is to open the TikTok and really get to it, because it's really important, and also start with YouTube and blogging. So for that we have a plan. We will start probably end of May, having like a team just dedicated to that, filming me everywhere and just creating that content so everybody can just see more about what we're doing and being more active on social media. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. When you came here and did that piece years ago, you were living in Barcelona mainly, right?
Yeah, correct.
And now do you mainly live in Dubai?
Yes, moved to Dubai last, mid-end of the last year. Yeah, I moved to Dubai. Yeah.
Because, and what's the reason for that? I'm assuming because you had huge demand for your work, right?
Well, it just, when COVID happened, I was in Spain, you know, basically because of the family, because it was very uncertain moments. And just after that, I thought that, yeah, my product could be like really, you know, fit for that market, because it's like very international. It's a lot of people coming in and out, people that is looking for experiences, for like shows, for having like something different. Yeah. And I was also, you know, interested to taste that, you know, to that market, because I'd never been there before until I went. Mm-hmm. So when I went there, I did an exhibition and it just, I just saw, you know, the potential of doing things there. And it's a new market that actually they are opening up a lot. They are, you know, putting a lot of investing a lot in trying to get big things done and be international. So having my work there was something that for them also was really inspiring and interesting. So they help a lot on the process of actually building that concept and showcasing my art in the most creative or craziest ways. So, you know, it's you find people that doesn't say no to anything. Mm-hmm. And it's that's kind of cool, you know, as an artist.
Maybe I should do some dermatology out there. It sounds phenomenal.
Definitely,
sounds really amazing.
Definitely. Yes, like Business Way Dubai is a good place for a lot of you know, sectors, not only the my sector, like for real estate, for beauty, for all these. It really works very well there.
So you're most welcome. For those of you who are listening, Mr. Dripping, Mark Rios is on the podcast, does a special type of painting where he doesn't touch the canvas with a brush. He only drips the paint and does these phenomenal pieces and really is able to create the likenesses of the people he's obviously painting. And so he will have events and, you know, people will put on events and the main event is for him to paint either a celebrity or the person, you know, the person in question who's having a special event, their likeness. And it's an amazing thing to see that come to light just from black paint on a white canvas. But have you branched out a lot from there, from that color scheme?
Oh yeah. Like, definitely every client just, you know, gets, whatever they want. We try to just make it happen. So it's like, my style of paint, it's it really, really kind of like fits with making your own creation, right? So the basically was black and white, but we can create any kind of like piece, and also being having the person part of the process, it's really cool to witness and to actually feel that you're part of that creation. Mm-hmm. And that's why I every time I do more and more and more just creating with the client or with an audience, because mm-hmm. that is the beauty of it, you know, that it's not that I'm just creating the piece in the studio and then you get it, you receive it, you know, home or you buy it somewhere that you see it. It's like we make it together, and then that piece it has a story itself. So people will be at their home and whatever they are. And it's like, I went to Dubai or I went to see this artist, I went to his house and then he created this piece and, you know, I saw it like coming to life. And then mm-hmm. that has a story kind of. So it really connects me with my clients and with the people that own one of my pieces. And it's, we make anybody's dream happen, you know, and they are part of it. Materialize in a piece of art. Yeah.
I love it. It's not just a piece of art, but an experience that's associated with it. It's the artist, you getting to experience the reaction of the person that you're painting for, rather than, like you said, you paint something by yourself in a studio and then you're not there for the audience, you know? So it's kind of an amazing combination of things you're putting together. I read that you are also a fashion designer or a designer. Is that the case?
Yes. My background is fashion. Uh-huh. I actually had a brand 10 years ago, and mostly all the pieces were all painted and art was always, you know, a big part of it. Of course. But I didn't follow that path because I realized that what I was really enjoying is the creating part, and then mm-hmm. it's like that was probably 20% of the time, and then the 80% was like materializing that into a production, into samples, into selling, and all this. That it's like I have to wait like 6 months to get a paper and create again. Like that's what I love. So somehow when I decided to drop it and mm-hmm. and actually chase my dream to be an artist and just full-time just create, which is my passion. So I'm happy that I did. And, but still it's one of my, you know, is one of my passions. So, later down the road, probably this, during this year, we will launch like our own, like fashion line. We're going to have like all this, like clothing made with my designs, with my, mm-hmm. you know, with my paint, my style, because I still do the clothing for myself. You know, when I'm in the shows and when I'm wearing my stuff, but I'm not selling it yet, but we will do a line for like, you know, so people can also access to having the clothing, and because also it's my passion, but not as a main thing. So it's, I will
get I love
back.
It.
Yes.
You will go back and revisit and maybe do, yeah, something. We want to buy your stuff. We want to buy your stuff. But, well, for sure I do. And I know like the really cool looking stuff. You guys, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see his sweatshirt, and he's just really got an impeccable style. I mean, I'm floored. But the sky's the limit to what could come out of this besides what you're already doing. But I kind of do relate to the fact that you love doing the art. That's the part that you want to do more of. And that's you empowering yourself to follow your passion. I do a lot of cosmetic dermatology and stuff. To me, that's my art. And all the other things I have to do to make that happen is work, like trying to make sure my practice is running. And there's like all these other things you have to do to practice. But the fun part is when I sculpt the face with a needle. So I kind of get what you're talking about. So you're able to drop
artist.
Off.
Yeah. Huh? You're a beauty artist.
I'm a beauty artist. Know? I think so. Yeah. I try. So you were born in November.
Yeah.
Are you a Scorpio?
Yep.
You're a Scorpio? Me too.
Yeah.
I heard Scorpio males are like big trouble, big trouble.
No, I'm super chill. Yes. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, actually one of the products I'm gonna start creating soon, it's the sculptures, because I wanted to have that also line of business, and also because it's fun to have like little sculptures or bigger, like it doesn't matter. I think it's a cool product, and for a long time I was actually thinking what would be like and how would be my type of a sculpture. It could be made out of like dripping, you know, like lines. So it took me a while to kind of like know exactly what I wanted to do as in a sculpture. And being a Scorpion gave me the idea of, instead of focusing on creating art, like a sculpture made of art, you know, of the lines, what if I do the sculpture based on the artist, like how to represent myself in a sculpture? So then I got this scorpion as a symbol, and then I added the spatula on the, you know, on the tail where it has like this thing, you know, and I just changed it to a spatula, and then I have three designs prepared that is like a scorpion with the paint around, like just, you know, to put somewhere. And then another one that is like a can and a scorpion on top. And we're just designing this because it's like, it's my symbol, let's say, you know. And
for sure.
Yeah, it's a scorpion. I will show you.
Oh, I can't wait to see. Looking.
But they're
pretty cool. what are the Scorpio traits that you embody most, that you most feel like you have?
Of like the horoscope symbol?
Yes.
I will say that I'm very passionate about what I do, and when I love something, it's just, you know, I go all in, and I don't know how to, you know, go little. It just doesn't matter if it goes good or bad. I just get very passionate about. So I will say that it's probably. Yeah, the one that I follow the most. And and I don't know which others you will say in your case, maybe.
Because I'm a Scorpio, I know a lot of the stuff about Scorpios, but they say males are a little bit different than female, but supposed to be a very sexy sign. I think we got that. You got that covered.
Okay.
And then very jealous.
That one I don't get it that much.
No. Good.
No,
good.
I'm very like,
not jealous of other people, but jealous romantically more.
Yeah. No. I tend to give very like a lot of trust and, but if you fail, then, you know, it's like, it's hard for me to just, it's like a cross, and then it's just, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Because at the end, I'm also very practical person, I will say, and very rational. So for me, it's like, if what's the point of being, you know, constantly worried of something that didn't happen or that might happen? Like, it's pointless. So I'll try to just enjoy and think that everything is, you know, like perfect. And mm-hmm. if someday something does happen, okay, then that means, you know, that you then from that day I can worry or make a decision. But this constantly being overthinking of everything, it doesn't go with me. And it's really like, I think what it makes me just be black and white on that, you know.
Yeah.
I
wish I could be better at that. I try not to worry, but I have that tendency to worry, and not just romantically, but just in general, and try to predict and worry and all that. But it really doesn't serve you, because it uses up all your energy. Something that never actually happened yet, or, you know, I mean, maybe there's some things you can do to be careful about something, and then that's it. You can't just keep worrying, because it's silly, right?
Yes.
So tell me, who inspired you to start painting the way you do? Did you just come up with it all by yourself?
Well, kind of. I guess I was influenced by maybe as on the painter side. I will say that I was studying a lot of like different artists and, you know, the masters of paint when I decided that I wanted to be an artist and decided to try to be a, you know, painter. But in that moment, I also was thinking, okay, you know, you have a gift, because for me it was easy since I was a kid create, like painting anything or learn how to do things in that. But then I was really bad at numbers and other things. So I was good at what I was doing in creating. So, but still, like, I was like, I'm not going to just do watercolor or acrylic or whatever that somebody's already doing and they're doing really good. So
right.
I was like, okay, you know, you want to be an artist, but what's going to be what you're going to do? How what you're going to do is going to be different. So mm-hmm. it took me like more of like first like thinking what would be me as an artist, like how I'm going to be different. So I guess in that moment of researching and trying to do things in a different way is when I thought about this dripping idea. And then I was like, okay, dripping, Jackson Pollock was doing these abstract drippings that it's super cool. You know, the canvas uh-huh. is on the floor and then you just splash. And that part really, you know, connected with me because it was very free. You know, mm-hmm. and very, I don't have too much patience. So I could do, if you torture me or you put me okay, if you do this, I will give you this much. Okay, I will be able to spend hours working on something that is detailed. So I could end doing the result because I have the skill. But it was not something that goes with me. I like to create things faster. So the technique was, it needed to be fast. So the dripping is a really quick and fast technique. I had fun with it. And then I was like, okay, this is mainly an abstract technique. What if I could actually control it and bring a different result to what we having here, no? So then I start kind of like obsessing with making figurative things and control it in a way that I could actually represent things like you are with a brush, but mm-hmm. without. So I guess that was, I didn't know what I was doing, but I kind of like was trying to find a technique that it was made in a different way, that had a different aesthetic and look, and then that the result was something that people was, they didn't know was made the way I did. So my first pieces that I put up in a small shop in Barcelona, people were checking the art and they were like, how this is made? Like asking, because they didn't understand. There's no brush. It has volume, but they didn't know if I was touching the canvas or not. So it triggered people to wonder.
Question.
And that's something that it was different. And then in the other hand, I also saw that the action itself was something fun to watch for people. And they gave value to what I did, because the mm-hmm. moment I said, no, I didn't touch the canvas. No, yeah, but they were like, maybe okay, yeah, for the outside, but the eyes, you probably touch it. I was like, no, no, it's everything done.
Like nothing, yeah, and it's proof.
So, yeah, so then it's like, they were like, wow. So then when I saw that actually brings value, then I forced myself to create with them, at least to see how I do it, because then they valued more my art, you know, or they Absolutely. Were more interested. So, but at the beginning, I really did like, it was hard for me because I could do pieces and they look nice. And then when I had to do it live, my hand was shaking, I was nervous, and the piece was really bad. So I was like, what's the point of doing it live if the result is going to be bad, you know? But I also knew that if I learn how to control my nerves and to do it the same way I can do it alone, that would be really impressive to people. So I just forced myself over and over and to actually get off this, like,
to get over nerve. The stage fright. You know, I think that I try to explain to people that you can get over stage fright, or you can get over your fear of public speaking, or whatever it is you want to do, because you practice it, you do it enough times that it feels second nature. You almost look forward to it, like when the lights come on or it's time to give a lecture or do something. But I used to have stage fright too. I had to take this medicine called propranolol. It's like a little blood pressure medicine to keep my heart from racing. And now I think back, I'm like, I can't even, it's almost like that was a different person. So it's the ultimate definition of pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, right? So
100%. You have to get used to it.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, or getting used to being uncomfortable. Like, you know, in the moment I'm painting, I have the nerves. I have actually in my mind, if I do wrong, all these people will see it and I will look bad. Like, this is so many things.
The pressure.
Or you feel comfortable by having all this happening, or you will not be able to do it, you know? So you have to learn to actually, get it like as a normal thing and deal with it the more natural way and with the most confident way, because that's the only way to actually really do it and have a good result. So
that's not easy,
as you said. You have to do it over and over. I had to do a lot of shows with fear, a lot of shows with nerves, and a little by little. At the beginning, I was drinking a little bit, you know, because before a show, I was like, "Okay, give me one. Okay,
Confession.
Give me two. Okay, I'm ready." Yeah, you know, because anything I could do, you know, just to try to be
to calm
more
your
relaxed.
Nerves and be relaxed.
Yes,
yeah.
You said.
You know, I am like so. I want people that are listening, because the purpose of this podcast is to educate, inspire, and entertain. Is to be inspired by what Mark Rios is saying. Is saying put yourself in discomfort. If it's something you really want, put yourself in discomfort enough that you're comfortable being uncomfortable, so that you grow and you're suddenly like somebody that could do more things than you ever dreamed you could. You could easily, like he's saying, he was nervous and all that. He could have easily just not done that again. And then and then you wouldn't be the man that you are today, like the basically like a legend, you know. You don't get there by just running away from discomfort. So there's a little bit of that stuff that you have to be brave. So
yes, and definitely if you believe in what you do, and if you see it, like in my case, I wasn't able to do a lot of things that I do today, but somehow I saw them happening. I saw that was possible. I saw myself doing a painting in front of like a stadium, and it's like, how you can think you can be there? Well, I don't know, but I feel like it's possible. So even if you have any profession or any dream you have, if you see it and you believe in it, like, doesn't matter that other people think it's crazy, other people is like, you know, because that can make you wonder, like, you know, wonder and start making
second guessing.
You're not sure, second guessing, and then you drop something that it really can change your life. And if you probably feel it inside and you believe it, like, just, you know, try it and just go for it. Doesn't matter whatever, like, you have around. Like, I believe that you can make anything happen. It's just about you know, believing it and finding the way. Like, of course, things are not easy. You're not going to go the first day and say, yeah, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to paint in the moon. And they will be like, okay, let's pack. Like, nobody does that. So just, you know, step by step, mm-hmm. work towards that direction. And yeah. one day, probably, you know, you're going to be going to the moon and painting. That's so, yeah, in my case, it's I guess true. Painting another, maybe doing a session of beauty in the moon. Just if that's your dream, you can make it happen.
Yes. Know? And, you know, it's that thing that also you tell yourself and other people tell you, your family, like, who do you think you are? Or that's outrageous. Like, and you have to kind of know in your heart that's what you want to do and that's what you can do and you're going to make it happen with enough passion and perseverance to make it happen. Even when people say, yes. oh, that's crazy, that's not practical, whatever. But maybe it doesn't matter because if you have that like you do, you'll make it happen. So I love that. You believe that? Me too. Mm. I love it. So I want to ask you, what is your definition of beauty?
Definition of beauty, like, I don't know. That's a very, like, I think beauty is in a lot of things and in a lot of moments. So I don't know how to put it in like in a sentence, but I think, I don't know, just beauty. It's you can see beauty in everything. And that's also what I try to do with my art. Like, I can create anything that probably is pretty or is not pretty, or it's boring or it's not boring. It doesn't matter. Like, and I try, in my purpose as an artist and with what I do, is that I try that my pieces look beauty, and they just, when you look at them, it's like, it's just something that it's, you know, this looks super nice. It's super clean. That's mm-hmm. part of the process that what I did, like from a lot of drips to clean up and just make the few lines that they are just perfect and they just look beautiful. And I try to find that in whatever I try to represent or whatever mm-hmm. I've been asked to represent. So I think it's something that you can create and you can make that everything or everybody has. You know,
so basically it's like everywhere, right? You can find beauty in almost everything. I feel like yeah. you look at, it depends on your perspective and how you look at it. But
yeah,
how old were you when you did your first painting, your first drip painting?
My first drip painting, I was probably 22, I think, because I just finished. I was with the fashion between 22, 23 years old. So it took me a while to figure it out. I've been creating before a lot, but yeah. the dripping, it was when I was 22, 23. Yes.
So how long has it been? We're going to calculate your age.
Uh-oh. no, it's been long. It's been like 12 years. So okay, guess. So yeah.
I'm guessing. You're still very, very, yeah, also you still got a lot ahead of you, huh?
Yeah, so for that, as we mentioned before, like you don't become successful and overnight. Like I've been in this idea for like 12 years, you know, and now we probably seeing that the wheel is moving
the
faster and then amazing things are happening. But yeah, you have to work hard to get it.
To get there and the same, and you have to decide on something, right? And keep going forward on that thing. Like, I think that sometimes people, if they don't get success right away, the first year, the first whatever, they're like, oh, I'm not going to do this anymore. But that takes a lot of belief in what you're doing and a lot of perseverance, I would say.
Yeah. Yes.
But, and I know you have that. Who's the most, give us a list of famous people other than Anna Guanche that you've painted.
Okay, the first one, Anna Guanche, for sure.
Most importantly.
I don't know. Lately, I've been doing a lot of, I've been involved in a lot of like soccer events. So lately, I've been doing some soccer players.
Tell us who.
Huh?
Tell us names.
Names. Okay. Neymar, Benzema, Luka Modric, Paul Pogba, the captain of Barcelona, Xavi, the goalkeeper, Ter Stegen. I don't know. I have a few of them.
And these guys are standing there while you're painting them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So you're yeah. you're like rubbing elbows with like some of the most famous people. I saw you were painting a sheik, right?
Yes. Also, that was a very very fun moment because of their culture and their, you know, their privacy. Uh-huh. That probably never happened before, something like that. And that's very, you know, I was in this big living room they have with all this carpet mm-hmm. and, you know, this gold. And it was all this, like, this sheikh and then all the ministers and people around in this huge place. And then I just put the canvas and put the speaker and start playing Barry White. So that's something that probably never happened in that living room.
Right.
And just creating, you know, creating the Sheikh of Abu Dhabi was a very, very cool moment. And also the cool thing is like it happened with, for example, Tom Cruise that I painted for him and he didn't know who I am or what I was doing. So then it's even more fun because I painted in the similar situation, right? And then I was just painting and he's like talking with he was with his sister and then with another sheikh and he's like, okay, you know, he's like a guy there doing bubbles or whatever. It's like not paying too much attention because he doesn't know what I'm doing and he's not expecting his face because he never saw me my work. So the moment I finished and I just turned the canvas and I show, he just jumped out of the chair and I was like, wait, how did this just happen? Like he was just doing this and I thought he was just doing, you know, lines, but it is actually, you know, my face. So it's kind of fun when they don't know who I am and what I do, because you can even like, you know, blow their mind.
Lure them. You can blow their minds.
It surprised them in a cool way. And then one of the things that we are working now is to actually have these moments that I create with celebrities where I'm going to their places and I create the artwork of this moment of the experience. We will put it into episodes and then we will actually create the pilot to put it on a platform like HBO or Netflix. We'll see. But it's something that
that's
is
exciting.
Fun because I also want to involve the people that, okay, like I did this five and then who you want me to paint next. So try to get that one happen. And I think it's going to be a cool product to show my work, to show also how they are in person, you know, because you get to see a little bit of the character is one thing, but then the person is another. So it's cool to see, you know, how they are. And it's really a cool project.
That's an amazing project. Okay, first of all, I'm a big Tom Cruise fan. Big Tom Cruise fan.
Yeah.
So I know there's a lot of controversy, whatever. Judge me if you want to. Maybe, I mean, I have, you know, whatever. I am a fan of his work. So that's exciting that you did, you painted his face. And that I could see him because he's the type that's really excitable going like, oh my God.
He was with his sister. Like he couldn't believe
it. Not jumping up and down, but like, I know it, you know.
But very surprised, which is cool to surprise Tom Cruise, you know. He just came in helicopter to that house, like as a Tom Cruise style. So he's like... When I was like, I was there waiting, I just saw helicopter and yes, he's just out of the helicopter waving hello. Like, yes, okay, that's Tom Cruise, definitely.
I'm watching your life because I met you like 4 or 5 years ago and you painted my likeness. And then I've watched your career the whole time and I'm floored by the amount of unbelievable, exciting places you go and things you do. And it just, I literally watched you expand like into another level, like so much bigger level, you know, and it's exciting to see that. And I also see your fancy cars that you like. Are those your cars or what's the story on that?
Yeah, I just got some of them are just, you know, for fun, but now that I'm based in Dubai, yes, I got this, the drip car I got and I customize. So I got this G, Mercedes G, the G wagon, and then I just made like made a drip, like customize the inside, the outside, and it's just it's a perfect car for Dubai, and also because the trunk is like very big, so I can put all my canvas.
Put your canvases in, yeah.
So yeah, the cars is one of my passion, and I like to drive cool cars, but I like a lot of the sport cars, but I cannot be with, you know, doing my work.
Yeah,
they
don't, it doesn't fit your style. Yeah. Okay, I have two questions. I have two questions. One, who's your favorite person you ever painted?
So far was Will Smith.
Will Smith?
Yeah, now he's...
That's
yeah,
right.
Now
he's in, also one of my favorites. I know he's in trouble right now, but I
love
him.
Yeah, right now he's in trouble. But before that happened, right that he was, you know, everybody thinks he's really nice. Yeah, he's a really cool guy. Really cool guy.
He's still a cool guy. He did some
he is, of course,
thing,
of course.
But like, what are you going to do?
We don't know what's going on in you know, in everybody's life and why things like this happen. Of course, it never had to happen, but you know, it's we are human, so sometimes we make mistakes, and that's it. It was in the wrong time, the wrong moment, in the wrong place. But yeah,
agree. But we have to give each other a little grace, especially we have to give each other grace. I think sometimes, but maybe I'm biased because he's one of my. I mean, I quote him all the time. I listen to his inspirational videos. I mean, I was floored by the whole thing, but I do love him so. How did that experience go when you painted him? I imagine he was really cool about the whole thing.
Actually, I'm happy that he agreed, because the moment we did it was where pandemic was happening. So it was not easy, even though some people wanted to or will agree to do that. Because of the distance, because of the mask, because of all that, a lot of things couldn't happen, right? So, but he was one of the ones that, you know, agreed. And then it was really cool, the experience. He just walked into the room where I had my studio in Dubai. It was not in the house that I have now. It was just in a big studio. And and I just told him, like, my work is these pieces of art, but the best part is actually watching how they are made. And so that's why this canvas is white and we will do it now. So I just said that I put a chair like 3 meters far, so we have social distance. And then I just played the music and start painting. And he was enjoying the whole process. And then at the end, I remember I actually told him in the middle of it, I was like, "Will, usually I nail it. Usually I do it perfect. If today doesn't go as well, it's because I'm very nervous. I'm very excited." So
yeah.
So, you know, because, you know, he was actually, I was asked who I would love to do in a previous interview. And I said, if you could choose who you could do, I was like, Will Smith. And then a month and a half after just happened. So I was really excited about it. So I was like, you know, Will, I hope you look like you, because usually I'm good at this, you know, but today I'm extra a little bit excited. So anyway, we made fun of it. And then when I finished, he loved it. We spoke for a while. He was really interested in how I started also doing this technique, and I keep one of his quotes that actually did with me, that I now use it a lot, because it came from him, and he said, the moment is the artwork, like that moment that we live, me creating, it's the art piece. Aside from the result, he really valued that moment of creation as as art itself. And that was really cool that he said, because it means that he understood and he sees what I do and the way I want to be, you know, understand. So that was really cool. And then he also said that I remind him to his son. So that was also really cute. And I was like, okay, take me home, you know.
A big compliment. Okay, I'll be your son. No problem.
Yeah,
it's
no
so
problem.
Funny because I had phases in my life where I had no money, and then I've worked really hard to get money, but the things that I value most are not things, but experiences. So I always want to, experience thing. So it's the ultimate experience to have someone, you know, paint you. So cool. But my second question, my first question was, what was your most exciting person? And my second question, what's your favorite kind of car? Like, not worrying about the canvas or anything like that. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I will say probably it would be the McLaren. Okay. I really like McLaren. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You cannot fit a canvas there, but it's, yeah, because I don't know why, like just Ferrari, Lamborghinis are, you know, are cool, but I think they are more mainstream in terms of course, everybody that is rich that have, you know, but.
No, yeah, but yeah, this, I know. They're more common.
But, yeah. Yeah, but I feel design ways and I just, yeah, I like McLaren. So, yeah.
I think I like Bugatti, even though I just got through saying I don't care about material things. I only care about experiences. I'm not trying to say that I'm like amazing. Some kind of saint, but if I had to pick, I love Bugatti.
Yeah.
Isn't it pretty?
They are super pretty. And I have friends there in Dubai that they own Bugattis, like 10 million Bugatti, like crazy supercar. And I had the luck to be in those cars and they are like next level. But I'm worried, like, I'm even worried to drive it, you know? So that's why if I have to pick a car that I actually feel comfortable driving, I will not go to that Bugatti because it's like, yeah, it's like
no
a 10
scratches.
Million car. So yeah.
No scratches. Much,
yeah.
No scratching the curb. So I want to ask you, do you have your own gallery out there or galleries that people can visit?
So the idea is to have people come into the house, having a look into the gallery where I'm going to have my personal collection, let's say, that I'm going to be changing every 3 months. And then I will have a dining area where I'm going to have them having a special menu that is going to be really creative and with projection on the table, with art. Like, it's going to be very cool. And then after that, they are invited to the show where I'm going to be then painting, but I have the lights, I have a projection with a camera that points the canvas so you can actually see behind me how your artwork is going, and then you're actually having a proper show. So so that's what I'm building in Dubai, is like this concept of the full experience where you're going to see the house of the artist, you're going to understand more about the work, and then you're going to have an amazing dinner experience, fun, and then the live show to finish. So that is what I have in Dubai, and that's what probably we will build this concept more and more to make a name. And then my idea is to move it to different countries, like actually do the Dream House for a month in LA, 2 weeks in Miami. So we could have this experience and bring people to have these, you know, artworks this way with the food and everything. Because I also love food, so it's like,
me too.
Yeah.
That sounds like an incredible experience. I want to come. Are you booked out like a million years? Like, how long does it take to get in?
Well, the opening, we're gonna do it in September. So
it's not open yet.
No, we're working on this, on the whole concept. Yeah.
Okay.
So yes. Of
so
course.
I didn't miss anything yet. I didn't miss anything yet.
No.
I love it. Okay, so I have a couple things. One, I want to ask you your favorite inspirational quote.
My favorite inspirational quote. I have bad memory. I have a lot of quotes that I like. Thinking right now. I don't know.
Loading. It's loading. It's okay. Okay. We can come back to that. You want to? Or do you want to think of it now?
I don't want to make it stop like too long. Let me think on that.
Okay. Okay. So I want to play a game with you.
Okay.
You can choose because you don't get to spin the wheel because you're not here in my studio. So you can choose between wear it or tear it. Free association, that's where I say one word and you say one word back, and or love it or hate it. Love it and Love It or Hate It. Which one do you want to play?
Love it, how it works, the love it or hate it?
I say something, you tell me if you love it or hate it, and then why. And then we maybe talk about why.
Okay, let's do that one.
Okay, black nail polish.
Huh?
Black nail polish.
Hate it.
Okay. I don't need any explanation. And then traveling.
Traveling, love it.
I know that. Okay, facials.
Facials, what is like? Oh, I never
facials?
Did any. No, I don't. Never I never facial. Did any. I told you when I went there first time, I was like, I never did anything like this. But yeah, it's not that I hate it. It's just that,
no, I know.
Yeah, I cannot
we're
say
gonna
hate
have
it
to because... if you come to LA, we're gonna have to spoil you with a good facial so you can see.
Okay.
Photo yes. shoots. What do you think about photo shoots?
I like. Yeah.
Me too. You have some really cool photo shoots. You guys need to follow
him. I don't do much, but I like. I think it's cool, and I enjoy them. So yeah, love it.
Do you have a go-to photographer, or do you do your own art direction and decide how you want everything to look for the photos?
I'm not really picky about how things are, you know, in the photo shoot. I like to have the photographers also intervening on how we're going to create it. So, okay. Yeah.
So you're not a control freak?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
What's her name? Can we say or no?
Yes, her name is Nasia.
Nasia.
Nasiah. I never heard that name before. Yeah.
She's beautiful. I've seen her pictures on your social media, but I just wanted to make sure before I...
Beautiful inside and outside. Yeah. She helps me in everything. And it's every time we can be together, we're together. And then for our jobs, like, you know, we kind of have to sometimes travel separate. But she's really nice. Really sweet.
I love it. Miami.
Miami, love it.
Me too. I'm going there in a couple weeks. I'm so excited. Grocery shopping.
Hate it.
Same. It's so boring.
Oh my God.
Okay, what about In-N-Out burgers?
Love it.
Me too. They're so good for you too.
Yeah, they are very healthy. I know.
They're so healthy. Know. Just like donuts. Do you like donuts?
Yeah, I love them as well. I don't know how I do it, but everything that is not healthy, I love it. Everything that is green, I hate it. So if you ask me green, hate.
Oh my God. I feel like we are twinning right now because I don't like green vegetables. I don't like them. You know, I don't like broccoli. I don't like anything green, but what I do to get around my... Green?
What is the... I only like one thing that is green.
What is that?
Olives.
I thought you were going to say cash.
Oh. I'm just kidding. No, but eating, yeah.
Eating-wise, I love olives too. But the thing about it is, what was I going to tell you? I decided to start juicing. So I put vegetables in juice, and then I drink some juice every night with my dinner. That's fresh-pressed juice. So that's my excuse. That's my way of getting out of eating vegetables and still getting my vegetables.
That's good. You're cheating yourself, like, but getting it in a good way, yeah. Maybe I should do that as well. Put some greens and then you put like a strawberry so it's red. It doesn't look green and that's it.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's like it's got some orange in it. It's got apples, but it also has kale and celery and...
Okay.
Do you like dogs? Do you like doggies?
I love dogs. Oh. Love. Yeah, I love it.
And chickens? Do you have a dog?
I have a dog, yeah.
What kind?
The most beautiful dog ever. It's a French bulldog, like bluish, grayish, with a very cute face. She is so cute. Yeah.
How can I forget? I know which dog you're talking about. You got her. She's a tiny baby. Oh, yeah. Yes. Love. What's her name?
Her name is Dripita.
Dripita?
Dripita. Yeah, from
what does
drip,
that mean?
Dripita.
Oh, Dripita.
Like a little, yeah, like a little drip thing in a cute way. Spanish way, yeah.
Oh my God. Do you?
Yeah.
I love it.
And you actually, now she's modeling. She got for, she started doing some campaigns for some brands, and they use her like, and call her for shootings and things like this. Is crazy. My sister is taking care of that.
Oh, that's amazing. She's got her own agent. Your sister is her agent.
Yeah.
I love
it. She pays for her own food. Yeah.
She pays for her own food. There's not many dogs that do that. Now, what about chicken? Do you like chicken?
Chickens, like the ones alive or eat chicken?
Yeah. Alive.
I don't know. I will say hate it. I'm not really like, I never deal with chickens.
You know what? Honestly, I have 4 chickens and I like the fact that they lay eggs. Yeah, I have 4 chickens. And but they have no personality. I don't really like their personality. No. But
yeah,
I like that they lay eggs.
They're eggs machines, yeah.
Yeah, that way they can pay for their own room and board with their eggs. That's it.
Exactly.
And then what about Barcelona?
Love it.
I figured you would love it. I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there 3 times. And always stands out to me Las Ramblas, but of course that's like the tourist place to be, right? But and the tapas. Oh my God.
Yeah, I love tapas, and I think the food is amazing. The city is beautiful, has a lot of architecture and cool buildings, and the vibe is really nice. We have the beach. So I think it's a very like special city. Yeah.
Do you plan to go back there one day, or you're not sure yet?
Well, I'm to leave not, but I'm going there like every 2 months, 3 months, so I get to see my family, see my friends. So last week, before I had this job of this weekend that I painted on the King's Cup in Sevilla, which is a city here in Spain, I first passed to Barcelona a couple of days, and then I went to Sevilla to this job. And before I go back to Dubai, I will go back to Barcelona. And, you know, and then, yeah, I get to come a lot, but living it's different because of my work, where I see myself living, it's Dubai. And then it's going to be probably Miami and be between these two cities.
Definitely. Yeah. Miami is a great art place. Like people love, do you ever go to do things at Art Basel?
Yes. Yes. I did already a couple of things. Not big things because it was many years ago, probably like 3, I think, 4, but, was after LA. Actually, I went to Miami. I did, an exhibition in the Soho House Beach, South Beach. And then I did a really cool, show with, Major Lazer, on Art Basel Week. So they did a huge, like, show, and then I was performing there with them, and then I got to meet like Diplo, Virgil, Walshy, like all these cool guys, and it was fun. Yeah,
I was love really fun. That is amazing. Yeah. All the experiences you're having and the places you get to travel to and the people you get to meet, it's like a dream. It's like a dream life to me. I think it's phenomenal. Do you ever get tired, or do you find yourself, do you feel you're a workaholic, or do you feel like you have enough rest? And
I think I'm good at like managing the time, so I don't get like, I don't saturate myself for now with a lot of things, so I can actually enjoy. And every time I have a work in a place, I try to arrive before, so I have a day to rest and be prepared, and then 2 days after, then I leave. It's not like I have to arrive today, work tonight, and then. That some DJs, some other artists, they really have the schedule that they don't really. So I think that is more stressing. And for now, I'm having it in a, you know, in a very relaxed way. But who knows? Maybe, you know, my work is growing and the opportunities are growing. So maybe in some point I will feel that I have my agenda, you know, more tight, and I have less time for myself. So then I guess I will have to find a balance, you know, and be be comfortable as well. But in the other hand, I also think that now is the time to work. Like, now I have 5-10 years, like, to do as much as I can, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to also have the energy to do everything and to not miss out, you know, any opportunity. Yes.
Yeah. It sounds like you're an artist, but you have an organized mind. So it's a little bit different than being, sometimes artists are at least stereotyped as being less structured as far as things go. And your job sounds less structured, you know, like you're going to different places all the time. So you have to put the structure into it, right? Like to make
it. Yes, correct.
Yeah. That takes discipline.
I forget things. Actually, I did a tattoo here in my hand that says I forget things, because in every meeting I go, in every restaurant I go, in every hotel I go, it's for sure I leave. And 2 minutes late after, I come back to say, sorry, I forgot the phone. So the glasses is all. So that's why I did this tattoo, because represented. So I'm a structure in the things I have to do, but I'm a mess as an artist in like forgetting things and, you know, organizing these little things. Yes.
Yeah. So you have to find people in your life or in your work that help you.
They have to have patience and deal with me, because for sure we're going to have to go back and, you know,
Same. But let me ask you this. Do you have a team? Like, you have a whole team you work with, or is it just you mainly? And
I have an agent, and I have people that is in more like in administration and working on arranging things for us. But mainly I travel with my agent, and then now I will start also having someone with a camera all the time, because, you know,
that's right,
this is important. Yeah, it's important to have it. So now we will add one more that is going to be with me also all the time. So yeah, we will be then three. Yeah.
That's my Courtney. You know, that is going to be amazing, because I was talking to Sandra Lee. She's that does the Pimple Popper. She does the show. She's a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And she says the reason why people like the show and it's doing so well is because it has a story arc. Like, in the beginning, there's this growth, and then you don't know what it's going to come out of it or how it's going to go. And then you do the surgery, and then something comes out of it, and then you close it up. It's like a story arc. It's gross, but it's a story arc.
Yes.
In your case, you've got the person you're going to paint. You've got the blank canvas. You've got, you know, maybe you have a discussion with the guy. I'm like already planning out your show. And the person or the gal that you're going to paint, and how they want to be maybe represented, or how you see them. And then you do the painting, and then you have the reaction. I mean, it's like a whole story arc. So I think it's going to do so well. I would watch it.
Yeah, I think it needs more, because if not, you just create a cool thing for an event or for a person, and people get to see the result, and it's really cool. But if you can have the film, like what happened before, how you know, how it was, like behind the scenes or properly, then people can enjoy it more. It can, you know, so that's why I think it makes sense to really like have someone and also share on the platform. That's why I also will start blogging and doing a YouTube, because I have to, because I think it's so much more to show that what I do.
Oh yeah. This is a huge opportunity, because it's not just that you're interesting and it's fascinating what you do, but the people you're painting are interesting, and the locations you're going to. So all that can be incorporated. I'm excited to see the show. I'm excited to come to your place in Dubai and have some amazing food and
for sure.
Watch you do light painting. That's amazing. You're an amazing person. So I want to thank you guys for listening to the Dr. Beauty podcast. I'm going to ask Mark Rios, tell us where to follow you and where to find you for all the people that are listening.
Right now, mainly on Instagram, as I said.
Instagram,
now my work now is to open other channels. But yeah, Mr. Dripping Official, Mr. Dripping Official, it's Instagram. And by the way, about the quote, I have one.
Good.
I have one. It's very simple, but I think that's kind of like defines a little bit my purpose. I'm created to create. Like, I think that's that that will define me, and that's what I love to do. So I will take that quote.
I love it. I'm created to create. That's amazing. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing all this information about yourself. We could probably go on for like another hour because it's so interesting, but we do have to edit this down. So thank you, Mark.
It was a pleasure also to talk to you again. It's been like a few years, and it just, you look exactly the same.
Thank you.
And it, you know, you how you say it in English, sorry. You have this energy, you know, that this vibe that you have, that it's really nice, and I was so happy to talk to you again.
Same. Thank you very much, my fellow Scorpio.
And I'll see you in Dubai in the Drip House. I will, and if not there, in Barcelona, hopefully. And if not, don't worry, I will be back to LA probably the end of this year or beginning of next one. So yeah.
Perfect. Or Miami, if you're going to Miami. I go there all the time.
As well.
Yeah.
Okay. Deal.
All right. Thank you very much for spending time with me. And thank you, babies, for listening in.